Hello, Mighty Warrior. I want you to be brutally honest with yourself for just 1 minute. When you hear the word sex, does it make you feel excitement or shame? Do you think God or guilt? Does sex make you think of ways to draw closer to your wife or how to hide your sins from your wife? Does sex make you think about purity or porn? Love or lust? When it comes to sex, lust, or porn, most men, or maybe you, struggle with walking in sexual purity and integrity. And you've tried everything you can think of to control the urge to watch porn, lust after women, or masturbate. Things like adding filters to your computer and your smartphone. Getting counseling. Attending recovery groups. Praying and fasting. Abstaining from social media. And believe it or not, even getting married. And many of these things do work as a short-term solution. But it doesn't get to the root of a man's real problem. His identity and his authority in Christ. Now, as a born-again Christian who's also a 15-year recovering porn and sex addict, I knew there had to be a better, long-term solution to man's lifelong battle with lust and porn. And we found it. It's our one-on-one private Life Over Lust 30-day intervention. It's a unique, personalized, intensive program where I virtually walk side-by-side with you in sexual integrity for 30 days. That's right, for 30 consecutive days. I will do life with you by intentionally, strategically, and methodically taking you through a proven structured process to help you break free from sexual sin. However, because of the highly personalized nature of this program and my time commitment, there is a cost, and it's not cheap. And I can only take on 2 men at a time. No more, no exceptions. And you have to complete an application and be accepted first before I can take you on as a client. Now, I know this program isn't for everyone, and every man won't be able to participate. But if you're tired of losing a battle with lust, getting punked by porn, and surrendering to sexual temptation, personally email me at joe@realmenconnect.com to request an application and an interview. That's Joe, J-O-E, at realmenconnect.com. Hello, Mighty Men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men pray faithfully, not fearfully. Let me say that again. I say real men pray faithfully, not fearfully. Welcome to the Real Men Check-In. I need to ask you a question this week. Well, not just a question, several questions. One, do you pray? Of course I know you do. But let me ask you this. Do any of your prayers ever go unanswered? Do you ever wonder why God doesn't always answer your prayers? Have you ever beat yourself up wondering when it comes to praying, do I not have enough faith? Do I have some unconfessed sin in my life that's keeping God from answering my prayers? Or are you like me, is God still mad at me for what I did back in 2002? Or will God ever answer another one of my prayers? Because it's been quite a while since he answered the last one. I think you get the picture. And do you also get frustrated when you come across scriptures on prayer when Jesus says, like in John 15:7, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Or what about when Jesus says in John 14:14, if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. And what about when Jesus says in Mark 11:24, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Now, I got to ask the question, was Jesus lying? Can the word of God be trusted? And the answer is, of course it can be. Now, I think there's a reason God doesn't always give us everything that we want, but rather why he supplies us everything we need according to his riches and glory. Because one, he's a good father. And a good father knows what's best for his children, even when his children don't always do. Like, think about it. Your middle schooler may want a car at the age of 13, but you know he's not ready for that car, even if he gets mad at you for not giving him one. Now, I think another reason is too, God knows what we need when we need it most, even when we don't. See, because there's a lot of things we ask for, we're not really ready for, like a wife or job promotion, you name it. And also, I think God doesn't always give us what we want, even though he supplies everything that we need, because he's also sovereign, all-knowing. And guess what? We're not. See, we can see to the corner, but God can see around the corner. Now, we may be able to see the mountain, but God sees over the mountain. Yes, we can see what's happening today, but God knows what's happening tomorrow. See, God's thoughts are above our thoughts, his ways are above our ways, and God's perspective is above our perspective. But let's get back to the basics of prayer first. See, we can't expect God to answer any of our prayers if we have certain things going on in our lives. One is besetting sin. Now, what is a besetting sin? Besetting sin are sins that we continue to repeat over and over again after confessing and repenting over and over again. See, we can't expect God to answer our prayers if we're engaged in willful disobedience. You know what I'm talking about. When God tells you to do something that's good and you refuse to do it because it's hard or you just don't feel like it. Another reason why God may not answer our prayers, and this is back to the basics, unconfessed sin. When you know what you're doing is grieving God's spirit, but you won't admit it and let alone repent from it. Or we know that God won't answer our prayers because he says it in scripture if we're harboring unforgiveness towards someone. You know, when you have resentment and bitterness and anger towards a person who's wronged you and you won't release them from the debt. But let's assume none of these things are holding you back in prayer. However, there is another reason God doesn't always answer our prayers, and it's more basic than besetting sin, unconfessed sin, willful disobedience, and harboring unforgiveness. See, James 4, 2 and 3 tells us, you desire and you do not have, so you murder. Now, I don't believe murder is talking about in the physical sense of killing someone, but murdering our relationships, killing our relationships. Now, why do I say that? Because it goes on to say, you covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. And you ask and you do not receive, here it is, because you ask wrongly to spend it on your own passions. And there it is. God's not obligated to answer any of our prayers if it's only for our personal pleasure and not for his purposes. However, God will always answer prayers that will honor him and help us to love others in order to glorify him. So when you pray to God, honestly examine your motives. What do you want most? What are you looking for? Why do you really want it? Is it what God wants most for you? How would you feel or what would you do if God doesn't give you that desire? And whatever it is that you're praying for, do you want it, what you're asking for, more than you want God himself? See, if our motives are right, then the outcome shouldn't matter because we trust in God's sovereignty. Remember, he's all-knowing. Now, I believe there are two types of prayers, fearful prayers and faithful prayers. Now, there's nothing wrong with either one of them, but I want to explain to you the difference. First of all, we have fearful prayers. Fearful prayers are good prayers, but we pray them for God to protect us from something unpleasant. We'll ask God, please provide for me or help me pay this bill or get out of this debt. God, heal me from whatever the affliction that we may have. God, please save my marriage. God, please protect me or protect my children from harm. God, please help me get, or you fill in the blank, whatever it is that you want. See, again, those prayers are not bad. We pray these prayers all the time. But the reason why we pray these prayers is because we don't want something bad to happen. That's why I call them fearful prayers. We don't want something bad that's going to take away something that we have or give us an unpleasant outcome. And we pray these types of prayers because deep down inside, we believe, God, if you don't answer this prayer, I don't know what I'm going to do. God, I don't know what I'm going to do if you don't provide for us. God, I don't know what I'm going to do if you don't heal me from this affliction or heal my loved one from this affliction. God, I don't know what I'm going to do if you don't protect us. God, I don't know what I'm going to do if you don't help me get out of this situation. And God, for his own reasons, may choose not to answer those prayers. But the opposite of fearful prayers are faithful prayers, which allows me to rejoice and allows you to rejoice even when God doesn't answer our prayers and we're chosen to suffer through it instead. Now, here are 10 faithful prayers I believe God will always answer if we sincerely ask and we're willing to receive. Are you ready? Pray this prayer. God, nevertheless, in spite of, regardless, strengthen my trust in you, regardless of the outcome. I believe God will answer and honor that prayer. What about this one? Number two, God, continue to remind me of who I am in you. Not my past, not what people think of me, not what I even think of myself, but God, who you say I am. I believe God would answer that prayer. Prayer number three, God, search my heart, know my anxious thoughts, and show me the ways I grieve your spirit. Now, if that prayer sounds familiar, it's the prayer of David. God, you're asking God to search your heart and to show your anxious thoughts and anything in you that is grieving his spirit. What about prayer number four? God, help me to love and forgive others sacrificially in spite of how I feel. Whoa, what a prayer. I believe God would answer that prayer. God, help me to love and forgive others sacrificially in spite of how I feel. What about number five? God, when I doubt you and your sovereignty, please help me believe that you're enough. Wow, I love that one. God, when I doubt you, which I know I probably will, and I doubt your sovereignty, help me believe that you're enough. See, Adam and Eve failed to ask that prayer, but I believe God would answer that prayer every single time. What about number six? God, only give me what you know I can be trusted with. Wow, what a prayer. See, we want a lot of things, but can God really trust us with the things that he's given us? So what if we ask God, God, only give me and only allow what you know you can trust me with? What about number seven? God, give me what's best for me, not just what feels good to me. Oh, I love that prayer. God, give me what's best for me, not just what feels good to me. What about number eight? God, allow in my life whatever will bring you the most glory. Oh, what a wonderful prayer. God, only allow in my life whatever will bring you the most glory. What about number nine? God, give me the character to pursue what you desire most in my life at whatever cost to myself. Oh, what a powerful prayer. God, give me the character to pursue what you desire most in my life at whatever cost to myself. And here's number 10, which I think is the most powerful of all the prayers that I know and I guarantee God will answer every single time. Why? Because Jesus prayed the exact same prayer. And that is, God, not my will, but your will be done. God, not my will be done. See, the truth is Psalm 37:4 tells us that we should delight ourselves in the Lord and he will give us the desires of our heart. But the prerequisite is to delight in him, not in what we're praying for or trying to receive. And when we delight in God, that means we are fully abiding and desiring what he desires most for us. We're talking about a personal, intimate relationship with him and for us to love other people. And then Jesus says in Matthew 6:33, if we do this, everything else will be added unto us. Seek his kingdom first and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto us. And when it comes down to what we think we need, Jesus tells us that the Father already knows what we need even before we ask. So do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Because the truth is, God doesn't owe us anything. And everything we ask for pales in comparison to what he's already given us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Because remember, real men pray faithfully, not fearfully. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And guys, you know I always like sharing our podcast reviews with our listeners. And this one is not an exception. Let me share this one with you. I love this one. And this one came from Booger Lou. Love it, man. He says, what a fantastic way to get my mind and heart right in the way to and from work. I've been listening for about 2 weeks now and has made a huge difference in my life. I've been reading The Purpose-Driven Life and everything I've listened to the last 2 weeks has coincided with what I've been reading. It's wonderful when God gives me confirmation that I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Thank you, Dr. Joe. And thank you, Booger Lou, for leaving that 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, iTunes for us. We really appreciate it. And please, if you get a chance, go ahead and drop us a review. We would love to share yours on the air because I pick them at random. And if you didn't know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast. We're now the number one rated podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man that God has called and created you to be. because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.